Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from January 18, 2020 to January 22, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On January 18, here were the news. Former Canadian Prime Minister lists Bitcoin as possible future reserve currency. Publisher of Infinite Fleet Game kicks off token offering with $1 million Tether investment. Chainlink hits record high, altcoins rally amid Bitcoin consolidation. Huobi Global connects to European banking system via the UK's BCB Group. Bitcoin struggles to recover after biggest weekly price loss since September. On January 19, here were the news. India's largest crypto exchange launches user-friendly app, eyes 50M new users. Bitcoin becomes most crowded trade after passing Longtech, Bank of America survey. Engine Coin becomes first gaming cryptocurrency whitelisted for use in Japan. Bitcoin's price must pass $40,000 to halt exodus of traders, JP Morgan analysts. Ethereum's Ether cryptocurrency sets new price record on major exchanges. First mover, Ether steals limelight with new all-time high price as Bitcoiners HODL. On January 20th, here were the news. Ether's rise to record highs may propel cryptocurrency to $10,500, Fundstrat Global. European Commission, ECB unite to consider potential pitfalls of the digital euro. Lightspeed, Pantera join $20 million raise for crypto market maker Wintermute. Trustee of collapsed exchange moves to resolve crypto versus fiat creditor claims tussle. Salesforce, Lime execs join board of Polkadot-inspired Seer Network. Bitcoin falls 5% despite continued accumulation by investors. First mover, what's next for Ethereum after cryptocurrency hits all-time high? On January 21st, here were the news. Signature Bank adds $2.5 billion in non-interest-bearing deposits in Q4. Guggenheim CIO says Bitcoin may have topped out for now. Russian court takes crypto exchange Binance off website blacklist. Silvergate took nearly $3 billion in deposits from digital currency customers in Q4 2020. Kraken adds 26 crypto trading pairs to capture growing UK, Australia markets. eToro survey finds pensions and endowments are finally waking up to crypto. Bitcoin option traders hedge against downside risk as price dips to near $32,000. First mover, as Bitcoin flips bearish, neither Biden nor BlackRock brightens mood. On January 22, here were the news. 30 charged in Japan with trading $96 million of crypto stolen in Coincheck hack. Class action filed against listed Bitcoin miner Bit Digital over fraud allegations. Digital asset manager Komenu to provide custody of crypto seized by UK police. Tether's bank Deltech says stablecoin is fully backed by reserves. Russia's Sberbank files to launch its own stablecoin. OKCoin to integrate Bitcoin's Lightning Network in Q1. Bitcoin faces further losses before rally restarts, say analysts. First mover, Bitcoin newbies get volatility lesson as old pros lament FUD. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.